Dorothy Jane with Geese's Themselves. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, remember me? I'm the guy you and I committed our lives together to live as one for the rest of our days. And we have 9 children walking the earth. Remember me? Sorry, had to be a little bit different today. I took my friend, Mike Day, since I met him Saturday, as I mentioned in the email. I took him to the hospital today to get a biopsy. Sounds very uncomfortable. So I took him this morning, and then I had his truck. It was very strange to have a truck in the driveway, because normally I look out my window and there's nothing. And I specifically parked it way toward the side, so when I looked out, you could barely see it. Very strange. But I picked him up this afternoon. He was apparently given some drugs because of the pain, but he seemed to be okay. Took him back at home, and that was it. But again, when I deal with Mike, so often I think of Jim Cross, because they're fairly close in age. And I have no idea about Marcus. I have no idea about anybody. But I'm here. I'm available to my family anytime. Because I actually, I had a conversation Saturday, which I've mentioned in an email, on the scripture that was just marvelous. We spent 2 hours and later another hour on it. And just look in depth and just to see. This is not fluff stuff. This is not, let's look at eschatology or isn't this an interesting piece of history? No, let's look at what the Lord does in his command to us, in his majesty, and how he shows his grace and how we're supposed to respond to his grace. It was the Hebrews 10 thing that was our focal point, but it was just magnificent. And I so want to do that with my family. The scripture is magnificent. I don't know of anybody in North Carolina that seems to share that, because I don't know of anybody who's showing trust in the Lord, which is seen in obedience. Dorothy Jane, I love you.